Now, yesterday, you have finished all your homeworks I have asked you to do, all of you. Anyway, what I am trying to convey is, we are having two tools to change the world. This is the most important thing that you should always remember. You have two tools, two instruments, and that also developed by, yes, Yajna and Gayatri Japam. These are the two tools. And about the Gayatri Japam tool, I have asked you to join the web. How many of you have joined the web? Sri Sam Sharma Acharya's Japa. Very good. You have joined it. And do it only for 5 minutes or maximum 8 minutes. But do it on web at your own time. I think it is 24/7. So it doesn't matter when you join it. But the moment you join and start doing the Japa of Gayatri Mantra with Param Pujya Gurudev, you will see his video clipping where he has given a promise that he is going to multiply your mantra japa 1,000 times by his paravani. So all of you, don't miss it. And this web japa you convey to all those who can manage a computer. Very good, Chaitanya. I am just wanted that don't waste time in doing a large number of Gayatri mantra japa yourselves. If you do with Param Pujya Gurudev for 8 minutes, it will become almost equal to 24 lakhs, I think. 108 multiplied by 1000. It doesn't matter how much it is, more than thousands. So about the Gayatri Japa, you all of you, see not only you, but all of us who are interested in it, all of us, they may be interested to join the Satrayaga or not. Gayatri Japa, many people, thousands, lakhs of people are interested. And therefore, what all of you have to do is to gather the number who are in that web japa. Do that as what we say as a military agency. All of you got the point? I want to increase the number of web japa doers. And not only that, in that particular website there is a number also given, I think, how much japa you have done it. You just add your japa there. That will help us a lot to manifest heaven on earth as Param Pujya Gurudev wanted it to happen. And again, I have told you, weekly ones, the entire process of Yajna, you can do it as a Havan or a Deepa Yajna, it doesn't matter, you get the same results. And therefore, this must become your habit, your personal habit, daily web contact japa with Param Pujya Gurudev, and weekly ones, and not more than that. Should I say in the computer language, I underscore it? You should do only once a week. Either a Deepa Yajna or a Havana, but the process must be the same as in the Sanshipta Gayatri Havana meeting. And I want to know the number of people who are doing it regularly. So those, each one of you, gather your own data and tell me tomorrow. So this is the basics, because this will start a tremendous power of Ashwamedha Yajna also behind it from New Zealand. And don't do you remember that I say that each word has a potency, and New Zealand means a new zeal of land. And what land? The entire planet Earth. So this must be our habit, a regular habit, japa and weekly once yajna. And in Yajna, yesterday I was talking about the five principles and five elements. The Rishi's words for this is Panchatattvas and Panchabhutas. Be very familiar with these wordings. The difference between these two words, Panchatattvas and Panchabhutas. And yesterday I was telling about the five principles and five tattvas. I have given a small table, if you remember. Past tense are what you are now looking. Actually, the word correct, past tense of panchatattvas, but when you see something which is physically present, it has a past, is it not? Do you understand the logic? I am telling about the bhuta, realization, manifestation, that is a better word. Chaitanya is really a hazar. Bhuta, I would like to make it as manifestation. When we talk about the pancha manifestations and the pancha principles. So the five principles and five manifestations. Are you all clear? I am not using from today the five elements. I am talking about the five manifestations, because that gives a much clearer meaning, that the principle is in the mind and its physical manifestation is the panchabhutas, but the five manifestations. And in the process of manifestation, the principle have a measuring rod. You always try to remember it. Because utilizing these five principles and the measuring rods, in Tantra language, it is known as the Tanmatras, the measuring rods. So for the space, the measuring rod is sound, Shabda. For the space, the measuring rod is the Shabda. For the air, it is the touch, Sparsha. For the fire, it is the shape, Rupa. For Jala Tattva, it is the taste. And Prudhi Tattva, it is the smell. So if you are conversant with the Hindi or Sanskrit and Telugu language, Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha. Rasa means taste. It is easy to remember the Akasha, Vayu, Agni, Jala, Prithvi, Tattvas manifest by Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha. Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha. Utilizing these five, the Yajna process manifests what you want. I am repeating again this word, the Yajna process manifests by utilizing the Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha. I think I can use these Hindi words, Sanskrit words. Is it necessary that I always use the English words? All of you can understand. So the Yajna process is nothing but utilizing Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha in its subtle form to create the prapancha. the prapancha is nothing but the manifestation of these five tattvas in various proportions, and you get a particular manifestation. Your body is also that of the five principles, manifested as your body. A tree is also the same thing. A diamond is also the same thing. Everything is nothing but a different permutation and combination of the sound, touch, shape, taste and smell from the five principles. Now, in the Yajna principle, the most important thing what you are to understand is we are using the Shabda of Gayatri Mantra. The entire Gayatri Mantra is nothing but a group of sounds. And this Gayatri Mantra, when you offer it to the fire, it manifests as wisdom in you, in your brain. And that wisdom controls your actions and you become divine. The process of Yajna is this. The Shabda, through the contact of fire, manifests itself throughout the world as the Sadbuddhi, the wisdom. And those who are tuned by Gayatri Mantra naturally are benefited most. And this process brings the divinity in you. Is this clear to you all? Because this is the thing which you have to share with others. The five principles, the five manifestations, and the manifestation is possible only through fire. Now let you again understand it. Someone has asked to repeat it once again, please. Aruna, you try to understand this. The entire world is made up of these five principles. Is this clear, Aruna? All in different permutation and combinations. Anything which you see, even an ant, a small speck of dust, or the Himalayas, or the solar system, all these are nothing but manifestation of these five principles. Through the process of Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha, sound, touch, shape, taste and smell. Now when you are performing the Yajna weekly once, what exactly is happening is, the sound you have generated in you throughout the week, the sound you have generated in tune with Parampuja Gurudev, that is the most important aspect. Your effort is now being boosted up by the Supreme Master, the Jagat Guru. And these vibrations which you have created in your japa by the repetition of the Gayatri Mantra, when you offer it to the fire in the Yajna, and don't worry whether it is a Deepa Yajna or a Havan, you get the same results. Only the technology is different. Whether a transistor or a big radio, you hear the same sound, same song. So don't worry about the process of whether it is a Deepa Yajna or a Havan. But what is most important is you should do and start and perform all the steps. It starts with Pavitri Karana and it ends with saying goodbye to the fire. what is known as send off,
farewell
in Sanskrit, the last step in yajna. I am not able to capture the Sanskrit word in yajna. What is it? Punaragamanaya cha, we pray. What is it? Visarjan. Right. So we start with Pavitrikarna, and every step you have to follow until Visarjana in the same sequence. Don't forget about it. And you can offer 24 ahutis or 108 ahutis depending upon your time and energy. But every step has to be practiced, have to be performed. Then what happens? The vibrations in your body, in your panchatattva body, which manifested through the five senses, are now in tune with Parampuja Gurudev's tremendous power. And through the process of yajna, it manifests as divinity in you, bit by bit. Every week, you become a small bit divine, a small bit divine. You have to continue it every week. So exactly what we are doing is, we are doing through the web in contact with Parampuja Guruji daily, maximum 8 minutes of japa daily, even on the day when you are doing japa, yajna. And then you continue the yajna at your own convenience, at your own time, whether in the morning or evening, in the midnight, whatever time it suits you, or the group which suits you. And perform right from Pavitrikarana to Visarjana. And in this way, slowly you are transformed into divinity. And then Parampuja Gurudev's guarantee comes, hum badlenge to yug badlega. But this process I am advising only to my group of people who follow me literally. Be very sure of it. This I am not advising to spread to everyone you meet of other organizations. Am I very clear about this warning? I say it is a warning. I am not asking everyone to do this. I want my people to do this. And whoever my people, you can tell. You can tell that specifically I have asked only my people to do this. And then what am I telling to others? In the Satra Yaga, we are involving all organizations whom we know. I am also inviting the Theosophists, the Theosophical Society, Sri Aurobindonians, that is the Sri Aurobindo Society. I am asking those who do the Parayana of Lalita Sahasranama, Vishnu Sahasranama, those who do Hanuman Chalisa, those who do the Parayana of Gita regularly, and all other things, all other gurus, disciples. For them I advise you follow what your guru has told. They need not change. Very good. What did Sanjeeva Rao Garu told about it? Anyway, it doesn't matter how they react. You don't worry about it. But those who are my theosophists in... Pacha, he has accepted it. Very good. And when the theosophists come, they are theosophists from Nakashikha Paryantam, from toe to head. They will dress like theosophists. They read the books. Especially, I suggest theosophists to bring three small books, very small books. One is At the Feet of the Master. The other is Light on the Path. And the third is Voice of Silence. Very small books. Don't try to bring the commentary and volumes of it. you just try to bring these three books. There I will talk about how Theosophy, Tripada of Gayatri, is these three books. But they will not change their way of doing things or doing anything. They will follow what, how the, of course, study in consciousness and karma is also required. But at the small booklets, these books I am now telling you, are very small booklets, they are not big books. Therefore, added to that, study on consciousness and study on karma by Annie Besant, at the feet of the master, by J.K., Jyoti Krishnamurti Garu. But on the book it will be written as Alcyon. He's changed the name by his guru. And Voice of Silence, I think it is by Blavatsky. And Light on the Path is from Mabel Collins or someone. Anyway, this is for the Theosophists. And for Sri Aurobindo people, I have the Theosophists, they can bring their own photographs. You need not bring a big size photographs. 12 inches by 12 inches flexies are enough. Whatever guru they want to bring, and whatever they want to put about their emblem, they will have a separate room there. And for this also, someone has to take care there at Mantralaya, because when so many groups are coming, they are ready to give a free food and lodging. But you know that I don't like it, because this is the time and money which we are offering to the gurus. Therefore, if we can take our own room, and if we can stay there and do all these activities and join in the classes in the pandals, it is one way. But don't confuse those who are organizing about this aspect, about the money aspect and the lodging app. Aspect. All of you are clear about it, don't confuse them. They will arrange what they are arranging, don't worry about it. Is this clear now? Right. Now, your approach to these groups of people, and I have forgotten about one thing, in the Mantralaya, the deity of that place is Raghavendra Swami. So, you can ask our organizers there to rope them in also, the Raghavendra Swami followers. And the way they do their puja and that they want to do, and whatever they do is okay. I am not forcing anyone to do the yajna. The only thing is, commonly, those who are interested will participate in the 251 yajnas for Gayatri yajna every day. If they are interested, if not, they will take over their own classes and parayanas. And especially those who are doing the parayanas like Gita or Durga Saptashati, they can change it, they can break it. For example, the Gita parayana, they can do one adhyaya a day. In 18 days it will be over. We have a 21 day program. Therefore, after finishing the Gita parayana, they can go for a Purnahuti for Gita parayana. You communicate this to Madhuri's father. He is being in charge of this. From our side, is this clear to you all? The stress I am giving in joining and coordinating all organizations with the goal of making heaven on earth. Actually, I was about to say the word Parampuja Gurudev, but when we are talking with the other organizations, we will talk only about making heaven on earth and making the 21st century a bright future. Their guru is doing in that way, their masters are guiding them in their own way. Right, all of you? So this is the today's message. And most important thing, your website connection with Parampuja Gurudev and weekly yajna. But this is for those who are my people and who are interested in Parampuja Gurudev's activities. And all other organizations in Satrayaga, we are joining and we are roping them in for a 21st brilliant future and making heaven on earth. Every teacher is oriented for it. Every guru is oriented for it. The only thing is they are using different methods. It doesn't matter. But if anyone wants to hear, and if they want to do Gayatri, don't stop them. Don't force them, that is what I am telling. All of you understand this point? So today's points you have understood? The two tools, the Panchatattvas, connection with the web Parampuja Gurudev's voice, weekly Gayatri Yajna or Deepa Yajna, and organizing those who want to come there from 21st April to May 11th, all are welcome. So my half an hour is over. Any questions you have? And remember that every day lecture has to be summarized and send it as a personal email to those who are my people. Don't just say that I have pasted on the website and they have to see it. You have to motivate them. Yes, 5 minutes Gayatri with Guruji's voice on the web and a weekly one, Sagnam, right? And asking all other organizations to join their efforts in this great Mahabharata, just as with the Pancha Pandavas. Here again the Pancha Pandavas is important with Jagadguru Sri Krishna. Many, many kings of different, can I say countries, I can't say countries, but different towns or provinces joined their might with Sri Krishna and Pancha Pandavas. Similarly, we are trying to organize all spiritual organizations, Rajyas is the correct word, from different kingdoms. You see, people are correcting me, they are growing. They are not correcting me, they are helping me with the correct word. Okay then, any questions? If not, right, we were going to discuss about scent, how it's attached to a particular thing, how to realize scent, Gandha. You started the discussion, Chaitanya. Thank you, Aruna. That's why I'm thanking you. That's the belief, the Shraddha. Chaitanya, sir, you are Jnana Ganga and we are mere glimpses of rain base in the midst of that. But anyway, you are more colorful, you know. Chaitanya, the Gandha, the nose, is directly linked with the Mooladhara. And Mooladhara is the earth principle. That is one answer. And earth principle, the planet Earth has a very beautiful talent. However, nasty smelling thing is placed into it, the bad smell is gone. That is why the planet Earth is always called Sugandha. Always remember that it is the smell with which we really get the hunger of food. And food is a physical principle, but its smell is which activates your hunger. In that way, the physical food, and you know, anything which is physical and not smelling to your liking, you reject it. So the earth principle, you like something or you don't like something, depends on how you smell it. Of course, smelling has many meanings. You can smell about future, you can smell about troubles, you can smell about brilliant possibilities like 21st century, we are smelling it. Our expense spoon is much more subtle than others. We have already smelled it. Our health principle is very strong. Okay? Any more questions? Okay, bye. All of you, bye tomorrow at 6 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Jai Gurudev, all of you.